Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Moses steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Finney. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbacher moves to third. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Steinbacher scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayes and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 0 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Steinbacher moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbacher moves to third. Rosenthal moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbacher scores. Rosenthal scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Bonura. The throw to Nelson covering the plate. The slide. Bonura is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Turbeville now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton bunts towards the mound. Turbeville fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steinbacher. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Steinbacher steals second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Steinbacher moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Werber reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stratton bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for George Turbeville. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith now pitching. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal bunts in front of the plate. Hayes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hayes. Steinbacher scores. Rosenthal moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. Werber scores. One out. It's 5-2, White Sox. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Dean reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Dean scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger juggles the ball. That's an error on Berger. Hayes moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. Newsom goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, Athletics. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Smith moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Athletics. Clint Brown now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Harry Kelly now pitching. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Clint Brown. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Thornton Lee now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosenthal for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 7-6, Athletics. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.